How's it going?
It's going, man.
I like your sign, dude.
Yeah, you like that? Obey Jesus. Forsake sin. My website, don'tperish.com. Hey, you guys need this. I was just talking to your buddy down there.
Praise God.
The gospel calls us to the shed blood of Jesus, his death, burial, and resurrection. Are you guys both believers?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the Lord.
Yeah, the biblical gospel calls us, he's the only way. Mm-hmm. Christ came down, God himself, and made a way for us. The cleansing of our sin by his blood and his resurrection that defeats death. But I was just telling your friend, I think it's Trent?
Trent, yeah, okay. Absolutely. Yeah, he's super cool.
I'm a street preacher. I meet thousands of people a week. I can't remember names, faces I never forget. But I was sharing with him that the American church system, pretty much almost everybody believes that, unless you're a cult about Jesus. Where everybody really fails at is like repentance. Repentance is a changing of your mind and your ways, and it calls you to come out of your sin. And most people in America, because the pastors are more more concerned with filling up buildings, the pastors are more concerned with filling up the buildings than telling people the truth. True repentance is to come out of the world and the culture and every false way and to walk in holiness. And God, I was telling Trent, gives the Spirit to them who obey him. And you'll walk in holiness and obedience. You'll follow God's word. You'll endure to the end. You don't have salvation locked up guaranteed. You have the hope of it. But like a marriage, a covenant, you got to walk in it every day. But here's what I would say is a gospel that doesn't call you out of the world, Satan's kingdom, and doesn't call you out of every false way, the churches, the ministries that are keeping worldly ways, they're practicing Christmas and Easter that are pagan holidays. If you're not worshiping Jesus in spirit and truth, are you really worshiping him? He says no. The Bible says that you can't worship him unless you're in spirit and in truth. So what I was telling Trent over there was one nation under God, and that's another place America's really deceived. America never was a biblical godly nation, and she certainly isn't now. America's actually Sodom too, right, set for the judgment of God.
Right.
Judgment's coming. And he's got a bunch of football stuff over there, and I was sharing with him, I love you guys. You can't be of the world and of Christ. Football and sports and politics and movies and entertainment and pride and vanity, is that of God or the world?
What's how we support our recovery?
Yeah, I know that, but that's great that you recover from drugs, but what I would just lovingly challenge you is that...
So we can't enjoy football?
Oh, well, football, what is it? It's violent?
Sport.
It's a sport. Yeah. First of all, the Bible doesn't tell us to do sports. It says, go, live, preach the gospel. It's violent. It's covetous. It's prideful.
I really enjoy football, and I wrestled. I did sports all my entire life.
Okay, I love you. You know what that might tell you? Seriously, that might tell you that your heart's not regenerated, because if the Holy Spirit regenerates your heart, it matches the Father's desires, and you love what he loves and hate what he hates. And the Bible says God hates every false way, Psalm 119:104, and he hates violence.
I understand.
It actually says he hates violence. Psalm 11:5 says God hates those who love violence.
How is that violent? The objective is to get the ball.
Right. The violence is anything. It's covetous. It's violent. It's physical energy. Guys get hurt and maimed and necks broken. The average lineman.
But they sign up to do that.
Sure, they do it.
They enjoy doing
which, but
that.
It's hookers do that too. We don't want to watch what they do. They sign up and do
so
that
we're
too.
Doing a fun
the average. You're a big guy. You're a big guy. The average lineman in the NFL lives to be like less than 60.
I understand.
You know why? Because it's violent. Sir. A lot of them use steroids.
I understand.
Have a good day, sir.
I understand what you're talking.
Have a good day.
I understand what you mean.
It's just fruit that your hearts aren't regenerated, and you got to repent, or you're going to suffer the wrath of God.
Have a good day,
you're
sir.
Following false religion.
Yes, sir. Have a blessed day, sir.
You're following false religion.
Yes, sir. Christ is crucified.
Yeah, but unless you obey him, you have no hope.
Yes, sir.
And you're not obeying him, doing what you do.
God bless you.
You're not. You need to repent. So that was some other men with that ministry, and you could hear how long they would go on holiness. The other guy listened quite a while. Holiness. They weren't interested whatsoever. And they're defending things like football, and it's proof that they're not regenerated in their heart. And this is why we go to tell the truth and tell people these things so that they can find eternal life, repent, come out of their flesh, come out of sin, and seek the kingdom of God in righteousness that they lack and don't have. Thank you, Father. Good timing.